Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
All right, let's see if it still happens, if Google's still censoring this. Let me put in Hunter, okay. Biden, FBI, Mueller. No, they've actually got it up. They had a warning on it.
Wow.
Earlier this morning, saying, hey, don't believe this source. Why not wait for some better sources later? Yeah, like the lying mainstream media, because it was only New York Post.
So the warning's gone?
Yeah, the warning is gone.
Amazing.
So here, this is an incredible story. Because it does answer the question everybody's asked here. What exactly is Hunter selling the Chinese? Like what? Why is he valuable? Well, apparently he sells intel from inside the FBI. This is a crazy story, but Miranda Devine wrote it, and I believe it because the New York Post has gotten absolutely everything right about the Bidens, the Russia collusion hoax, the Biden laptop. So here you go. Okay. There's an Israeli Defense Forces lieutenant colonel who's also, you know, part of their intel. He's former Israeli intel. He's got deep ties in Washington and Beijing, and he also had a partnership with the same Chinese intel agents that Hunter did. And those agents told him, or those, you know, the Chinese intelligence agents told him, hey, yeah, we're paying Hunter, we're paying the Bidens. Well, that's bribery. And even told him, oh, hey, the correct amount, it turns out the correct amount of the payments from CEFC, the Chinese energy company, which is really just, I mean, the company's owned by Chinese Intel. That's a Chinese Intel operation. He told him, like, hey, this is even how much Hunter and Jim are getting paid. Jim Biden. And even like what they were selling, which that they had sources in the inside of the FBI, so they could find out anything the Chinese wanted to know and just give it to them. So that was worth a lot of money too. Well, when this guy, Gal Luft, the Israeli agent, found this out, he thought the Department of Justice would want to know, you know, who owned Hunter, Joe's brother, why the Chinese were paying them millions of dollars. They were trading in insider FBI investigation. So he made a mistake of going to the Department of Justice. Department of Justice, instead of going after Joe's family, instead arrested him. They're accusing him of being an arms dealer. But he's got all the receipts, which is the problem. So the Biden people got to figure out how to bury this. Luft remains in jail awaiting extradition to the U.S. over what he says are trumped up charges of arms trafficking to China and Libya. And get this, this is hysterical. This is the law Hunter's broken again and again. And violations of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. Because Hunter just is not registered. Yeah. And here's the thing. We got him dead to rights. Yeah, and our side, we act like we got to prove it was bribery or something. We got to get to the bottom of what did he take the money for? I don't care. He didn't register as a foreign agent. That's the same law that Manafort broke. Remember Trump's campaign attorney?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, campaign manager? Yeah. So he went to where? Prison? Yeah. So we're down here. We don't need to know what they paid Hunter for. Not important. It'd be nice to know. But we can begin the prosecution right away.
You know, I'm old enough to remember that during the Trump administration, the Trump kids, who were accomplished, educated, and successful business people on their own, the media and the left were hyper-focused on anything that they did, any money they have made, any deal they may have been involved in, hyper-focused on that. And yet here, Hunter Biden, who... You know, I'm sorry, I'm not really aware of his business nor educational credentials. No interest. Nothing to see here. Move along.
These are incredible lines. Yi. So Yi is the spy. Remember Hunter referred to him as the spy chief of China, my business partner?
Yeah.
In his own voice, which he recorded on his laptop?
Yeah.
In case there was any confusion about who his business partners are, let's ask, Hunter.
Yeah.
We have that on tape. Which the left has never heard from any of their news agencies. Anyway, Yi confided in Luft, the Israeli intelligence officer, former, that we are trying to extradite on trumped up charges, that Hunter had an informant in the FBI, extremely well placed, who they paid lots of money to provide sealed law enforcement information. You know, that secret classified stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of illegal to do that, but whatever. The FBI mole was called One Eye. And the FBI has already tried to censor this story this morning, you could tell, because they're the ones who are in charge, as we know from the Twitter files, of censoring across the 15 platforms. Only 14 now, because Twitter's not going along anymore. But just wait till they arrest Elon Musk. The court will award, you know, the running of Twitter to somebody, and they'll get the censorship going again. They just haven't completed that project yet. But for now, Twitter is still free and fair. And you can read about it there. One Eye, this is like a spy novel. One Eye, the FBI agent, told Yi that the Southern District of New York was investigating him and Ho in late 2017, and that an Asian, an African, and a Jewish guy were named on a sealed indictment. Soon after that, Yi offered Hunter $1 million to be his private counsel. And flew to China, leaving his wife, daughter, son, mother, and nanny in his $50 million penthouse. So he fled the country because he'd gotten a tip-off from Hunter and the FBI. He was detained in Shanghai 3 months later and disappeared. He hasn't been seen since. Mm-hmm. So what a mess.
It does sound like a spy novel.
It does.
Or almost a dark comedy. You know, it's like, where's Dr. Evil and Mini-Me at this point?
So this Israeli agent says, hey, listen, again, I made the mistake of going to the Department of Justice. I thought they were a real law enforcement agency, and I reported the money that Hunter and Jim were taking. When was that again? 2018. He's like, that's why they had me arrested, because I have the goods on Hunter. So it looks like they've known this stuff for a long time, and they've been protecting the Bidens for a very long time. CEFC paid a further $4.9 million to Hunter and Jim Biden in monthly installments for 14 months from August 2017. So this Israeli guy is now testifying before the House Oversight Committee about his arrest, all as Karine Jean-Pierre pretends that the Bidens have never hurt his spokesperson. Biden's spokesperson have never taken any money from the Chinese, even though Hunter admitted they did on Thursday. And the mainstream media is spending all their time covering the supposedly pending, Trump arrest and blacking all of this out. This is an incredible story because you're beginning to see these ties with the FBI. You're beginning to see why the FBI would put 80 men on censoring the laptop story full time, because they are knee deep in it with the Bidens. And you can see beginning to see the outlines of that in the New York Post today. They are all part of the same crime syndicate. So pretty incredible times.
Yep. Did you see the apparently the AI generated photos of on Twitter of Trump being arrested?
Yeah. And he other people have seen them, too. And they sent Trump $1.5 million. So he's had a great fundraising week arrested.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, this could work out for Trump. Because what the left does is they either indict him, arrest him, try him, raid Mar-a-Lago every time news of Biden's crimes is about to break. Yeah. So, I mean, what do we got? 149 more of those Treasury flags for illegal contributions from foreign governments, foreign entities. So, I mean, they could just arrest Trump another 150 times. Trump will make plenty of money for his campaign coffers, and nobody will notice Biden.
You know, they may have to come up with another Republican to prosecute, because eventually the American public's just going to yawn the next time they say Donald Trump's being arrested for something. It's like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah. And so Trump will be like, hey, I'm about to get arrested again. Nobody will care.
Yeah, exactly. No, really. I'm about to get arrested. Somebody pay some attention to me.
Yeah.
No.
Meanwhile, it looks like the case against Trump has fallen apart. Yeah. Not that there actually was a case against
Trump. Right. Well, that's it. There was no case to begin with. And that's what we've been reporting this morning. I know this is distracting to some of the other things that are going on there, but it is news and it is what and it is of some significance, because anytime when you have this government acting like a, you know, third world dictatorship and persecuting and prosecuting potential, well, not even potential, political rivals that are already announced candidates. You know, this is just on completely trumped up charges, if you'll excuse the pun there.
Yeah, and their big thing was Michael Cohen was going to come in and lie some more to avoid charges. He's Trump's former attorney.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then a letter surfaces from Cohen going, oh, yeah, Trump didn't pay Stormy Daniels. I did.
Yeah.
Which means he's already lied to the grand jury, which is hysterical.
Which he's got a history of doing this anyway. Right. And,
And then the grand jury heard from a former federal prosecutor who told them flat out, you shouldn't believe anything Cohen says. All he does is lie.
Yeah.
And they want to prosecute him anyway. Hey, you know what? I'd keep going if I were Alvin Bragg. Because, look, when you get a jury pool that's that Democrat, like they have, I don't think it matters what anybody says. I don't think it matters what the law is. I don't think it matters what the evidence is. I think anything matters. It's just Trump, okay, guilty. So, I mean, I'd keep going. That's, you know, it's the kangaroo court, basically. And they know it. So let's see what they do next. Anyway, so poor Trump going to be bummed if he doesn't get his his arrest picture, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good for fundraising.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, this is confusing. Up until about 5 minutes ago, whatever you said you were, whatever you said you were, you had to be believed. So you could be born lily white, but if you identify as black, then you're black. If you were born male, but you say you're female, then you're female. Everybody else has to go along. Whatever you say you are, or else. Until now. This is one of those blue on blue brawls I love that shows us where things are going. And it also shows us they don't even know where things are going. They just like to make up speech codes and make everybody else do what they want. Here's what happened. There's this show called The Young Turks. It's a podcast, very popular. It's for people who think that MSNBC and CNN aren't hardcore liberal enough. Okay, so that's who these people are. One of the co-hosts of it is this chick called Anna Kasparian, or I should say birthing person. Anna is a co-host and a producer of the Young Turks YouTube show, or she was, soon not to be. She's about to be canceled. What did Anna do? I mean, you can't get more hardcore liberal lunatic than Anna. Well, she told everyone how she identifies. And look, understandably, she thought that everybody would have to go along. Because up until she put this tweet out, those were the rules, but now they're changing. You want to know what she wrote that caused such consternation? Here's the amazing thing. If she had tweeted this 10 years ago, nobody would have noticed. They'd be like, what is she talking about? Here's what she wrote. You ready for this? She wrote how she identifies. You're thinking, well, that should be fine, right? Well, there's a catch. And the whole point of me spending time on this, because I don't care what these people think, is so that you can understand what's coming next. You know what she wrote? I am a woman. Whoa, wait a minute. I thought you were supposed to be able to identify as whatever you want. She identifies as a woman. What's the problem? Apparently that's the problem. We have, folks, this is an historic moment. We have just hit the point when you can no longer say you're a woman. But what if you are a woman? Screw you. Shut up. You can't be a woman? Nope. Here's her tweet. Keep in mind, she's a hardcore leftist. I'm a woman. Please don't ever refer to me as a person with a uterus, birthing person, or person who menstruates. How do people not realize how degrading this is? You can support the transgender community without doing this blank. And she's done. She said she's a woman. Can't say that. I mean, so many angles to this. So you realize being a woman is no longer a suitable identity. It's not. So, I mean, at this point, I assume I could identify as black and be okay, but I cannot, I'm not black, but I cannot identify as a woman, which I actually am. I'm going to let that sink in for a minute. It makes your head hurt. She got, you should see this on Twitter, torn apart by the left. Many of them just simply tweeting at her, telling her she's canceled, she's done. No longer to be seen. Not only not a woman, but also not a person anymore. And she tried to fight them off, writing, I'm sure a lot of women don't want to be minimized to a bodily function or body part. They want her to say she is a birthing person, person with a uterus, blah, blah, blah. You cannot say you are a woman. Oh, you should see the responses. Somebody is going to get canceled soon. That came from one leftist. Woke police, we have a runner, somebody else tweeted. And a lot of them, and I don't know why they do this, a lot of them just called her by the C word, which apparently you can still use if you're a leftist to refer to women. You should see my C collection. Most leftists don't try to argue with me online. They just call me a C. You know what I'm talking about. Four letter word. It's mainly the men. Women aren't as bad about it. She was called a C word, starts with C, ends with T, repeatedly, but for merely saying she's a woman. That's how she identifies. We're supposed to accept it, I thought. But this is Thursday. And so you know, maybe it was that way on Monday, but now it's not. Because speech codes evolve, is what they're saying. Speech codes evolve. Anyway, she's done. And, you know, I'm thinking she ain't going to make it 72 hours before she apologizes for saying that she was a woman. But, I mean, I don't know. It's so you're not allowed. Okay, so I mean, I'm assuming that means that you cannot say that you're a man anymore, too. You can't be that, I guess. I don't know. This is going to be a problem for women's sports. Yeah, because I was about to give you, there's another one of these stories out there today about a male cyclist who beat all the women, understandably, because he's a male. Yeah, it happened out in California, so you're always too surprised. But here's the thing about this then. If you can't say that you're a woman, then can we have women's sports? I don't think we can call it a women's sports anymore. Yeah, I don't think we can. So if there's no women's sports, then men don't need to play women's sports, do they? If they identify as a woman, there's no right to play. Wait. No, let's think about this. If they're seeing that she has to go with person who menstruates or birthing person, well, only women can give birth, right? So maybe we solve the women's sports problem and protect women's sports by calling it birthing people soccer. That's the birthing person's team. Oh, if you can't give birth, you can't play on that team. Do you see the irony there? They're mad at her because she won't refer to herself as either a person who menstruates or a birthing person. But since men can't do either of those things, biological men, we'll just rename women's sports as birthing person sports, and then they can't participate. Has anyone else thought of this? Somebody needs to get on this. Call down the Democrat Party headquarters, see if it works. No, here it is. Headline, UK Daily Mail. Controversial trans athlete, 46, natural born male. It wasn't California. I'm sorry, I remembered it wrong. Women's New York City cycling race and says she feels like a superhero as critics warn women's rights in America are being destroyed. No, it's birthing person's rights. So ask this individual if they have the equipment to give birth, and if not, they can't participate, right? I'm so confused.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Question on Rumble. Let me check out my channel. It's all one word, Tara Servatius, my name, on rumble.com. So this show is not just a radio show. It's also a television show or a video show. I don't know what they call that. Saying, doesn't China have higher debt to GNP than we do? It's possible. Nobody's exactly sure because China's one of those countries that nobody really trusts their financial stats, especially not the ones put out by the government. And this is why China formed BRICS, because they knew they didn't have the credibility to launch their own currency, although they'd like to. Russia is a far more fiscally sound country as far as that goes, but it's not as big as China. You need a big economy to put out a currency. And you need adopters. And so that's why they have cobbled together BRICS. And they want to put their own currency out to compete with ours head on. So understand what happens when China's out there with Russia declaring a new world order, and just people all over the place. I mean, it's just so funny. Everybody's going, I wonder what that means. Well, what kind of deals did they just announce? That they are setting up a new financial system and they are going to trade for yuan. Their trade in Asia, their trade with Russia, it's all going to be in yuan now, which means that trade was formerly done in dollars. It's not going to be anymore. And that's going to decrease the value of the dollar. That alone is not going to destroy the dollar or anything. Might cause a little more inflation, but it's not going to appreciably change your life. But what China understands, and this is what's so important, is that if they get to do it, everyone else is going to want to do it too. And I guarantee you the coals have already gone out to Saudi Arabia. Wait, wait, wait. You just cut a deal where China can pay in yuan for oil? Oh, cool. All right. Well, then other countries are going to want that same deal too. That wouldn't be an existential threat to us if we didn't run the printing press like we did. If we weren't dependent on it to pay our entitlements, support our military, that sort of thing. And so China and Russia rightfully understand that if they can crash that system. And look, Mexico has now said they want to join. Why? Because we look weak. We look weak. So what's going on right now? You see China and Russia declared the end of a 100-year rule. And you're like, what are we talking about? It's the end of the dollar. That's how long the dollar's been around. Now, does that mean the dollar's going to end? I don't know if they'll succeed, but they're trying. And we should fight back. And that is the problem. We can't. China and Russia have been talking about BRICS for 20 years. And every time I talk about BRICS, people say, it's been around for 20 years. I'm not worried about it. Yeah, but what's different now is that we have a president who's owned by China and who will not do the one thing it would take to make sure we retain economic supremacy in our lifestyle. Sanction the heck out of China. Say no. Just threat. No, we're not trading with you anymore. We're done. We're going to do a gradual 12-month phase out. It's going to be a little rough for a while, but it'll be okay. The second we say that, and I mean just threaten. I don't mean actually do it. Guess what happens? Factories pop up like mushrooms here and in India. We have a boom, which the left does not want here. They do not want a boom here. That is a disaster because you're not dependent on them. So why did China send that balloon over? All these things that are happening right now, those aren't idle words by Russia and China. They are going all over the world cutting these deals to opt people into their new system and into their new currency. And if they're smart, you know what they'll do? It'll be anonymous. They're going to have to make it anonymous because there's no way India is going to let China dictate their currency. And India is part of BRICS. So what do? You just offer an alternative. It's a mixture mashup of all those currencies or a system. It's an alternative to the Swiss system in which you can use your own currency. That'll work too. That'll crash the dollar and our economy. And the only reason this is possible is because for the first time in 20 years, China and Russia see they have a president. We have a president that they own. And so Joe will not do the one thing that it would take to stop this, and that is sanction China, put trade sanctions on China. Announce a uncoupling. Again, over 50% of China's trade is with us. We have all the power. They have no power. But watch what goes on TV and you can see the scope of the lie. Watch what our elites do. When they talk about countering China, they only talk about it in terms of military. Did you notice that? It's not our most formidable weapon. We don't want to fight them with a military. That's just dumb. We fight them economically, but nobody's proposing that. At least nobody among the globalists in power. And it's because Joe's owned and they're all owned. They all have their own deal. And you talk about Secretary of State. He wants to fight them militarily because he doesn't want to get off the payroll. I mean, he was the chief of staff for the, you know, Biden classified docs at UPenn. They're all on the payroll. So understand that's why China and Russia are locking up right now. That's why they're rushing to undercut the dollar everywhere because they know that they only have so long as Joe's in office or maybe so long as the Democrat's in office. Probably so long as the Democrat's in office. And that is why they sent the balloon over the country. They were demonstrating command and control over both our Pentagon, but also most especially our president. And they knew we watched the balloon take off. They knew our Pentagon lied to the American people about that we could have shot it down, but they didn't. They knew all that. what they were seeing is if we take this thing and we fly it to the whole, all the American people can see, we fly it right over the military facilities. We fly it over the nuke sites. We just do a big world tour that everybody, all of these intel agencies the world over can see on their satellites. Let's see if Joe Biden will sanction us. Let's see if Joe Biden will do the one. They don't care. They're not worried about military conflict. They know we don't even have the ammo to pull it off. They don't care about that. What they want to see is, will Joe even threaten trade sanctions? And he didn't. He didn't even threaten it. In fact, what did he do? After the whole balloon thing, he gave, well, during the balloon thing, he gave a speech at the Democrat National Committee about what great friends he and she are and how they traveled 17,000 miles, except they didn't. That's been fact checked. They did not do that. But he likes to tell the story. And then when he was asked, will the balloon weaken China relations? His answer should have been, yes, we are preparing trade sanctions, tariffs, whatever. Instead, we got this.
What is the weaken U.S.-Chinese relations?
No, we've made it clear to China what we're going to do. They understand our position. We're not going to back off. We did the right thing. And there's not a bad question of weakening or strengthening. It's just the reality.
And he walks away. So the question is, will the balloon weaken China relations? No. Okay. So China, so Xi gets on a plane and he flies to go meet with Putin. And they announce to the world they're going to take out our currency. Believe me, all these other countries from Germany to the UK, they understand all this. They know exactly what this means. China wanted to see, would Joe even threaten on paper to hurt them economically? And he will not, because they own him. So he's like, okay, we'll commence with the currency war. We'll commence with the currency war. And they are. They're commencing with the currency war. Because Joe said they could. That's what he said there. Again, the good news here is that we don't have actual problems in this country. We have problems created by the political class that could be undone like that. This country could roar again. This country could grow again. Now, we've lost about 2 years in terms of drilling and permitting, so it's going to take a little while to get that back up and running and really to get the energy industry to feel that it's safe to explore again and to invest again. I mean, that's going to take some doing. I don't know how we do that. But all of this, everything you're seeing going on with Russia and China right now could be scuttled like that if we just use trade. And that is why it was so important for the Democrats and the Chinese to make sure Trump was gone. Because then they could continue their mutual party. And that's how that is. So in answer to the question that was asked by on Rumble by Stephen Wolf, yes. China's debt, nobody actually knows what China's national debt is. It's whatever they say it is. No one believes them. And that's why they need all these other countries in BRICS to offer a joint currency in a basket. Because all the countries balance out what they are not. Nobody wants a purely Chinese currency anyway. But what they do want is a stable currency. And what they're going to be looking for is an alternative. And China's trying to step into that hole. And look, bit by bit, piece by piece, everyone they can get out of the SWIFT system, every transaction they can get out of dollars, weakens the dollar and it's a win for them. So, I mean, I don't blame them. And to know they're going to be able to do it without any pushback from our president, priceless. That's why they paid the Biden family millions of bucks. It was absolutely worth it. Okay, so speaking of planning, if you're watching on Rumble, you get to see it first. You want to see our new logo? It's really cool. I've got the t-shirt. See? It's News Talk 98.9, first time ever seen by the public. And you only get to see it if you're one of my Rumble listeners. So you get special bonuses for being on the Rumble channel. News Talk 98.9, WRD. I like it. I think they did good. And then here on the back, see, look, it's our new logo, the Voice of the Carolinas. Nice soft t-shirt. I like it. So here's the plan, because we need a plan, right? We need a plan that'll work. You want to see that ball cap? Here, I'll get it. That's because it's got the full logo on it, which I love. Here, I'll show you. I'm going to put it on. There we go. All right. So here's what's going to happen. Everyone's going to forget that the... It's a little big for me. Should I pop it up? Nah. I look too straight. Here we go. We'll do this. There you go. Okay. So see that? 98.9 WORD. So we got 5 days left. And inevitably, what's going to happen with like half of you, you're going to turn in, tune in. You're going to tune into the news station. And it's going to be the old station. And you're going to hear music. You'll be completely confused. And then you go, oh, yeah, they're going to the left. Wait, yeah, where are they going? And you're going to panic because you don't know where to tune in. Oh, no. What do you do? Because you can't remember what are the numbers. See, 98.9 on your FM dial. Well, do not panic. When that happens, you can still always go to our website, WORD. You can even search 106.3 WORD and it'll pop up and it'll be right there. Okay, 98.9. And then you readjust on your FM dial. And the really cool thing about that readjustment is that so many of you listen to me and to Charlie and to the others when you're driving around. And we, you know, you go out of basically the Spartanburg-Greenville area and you lose us. You're not going to lose us. We're going to cover 28 counties now instead of two. I still can't believe that every time I say it. So I've heard from so many people who are so excited about this because they will travel for business from like, you know, upper Georgia all the way up through all the way up through North Carolina. I mean, pretty much clear to Boone and really the outskirts of Charlotte is where you're going to be able to pick us up most of the time. But we will be in those 28 counties, definitely half the state. So, you know, that covers particularly the mountainous areas. So I'm super excited about that. That's a natural fan base for us. So when you tune in and you hear music, do not panic. We are not gone. We are still out there. Don't figure they finally killed your station. They did not. We are here. If you can't remember the number, this number, 98.9. Isn't that a cool logo? Can you see that on Rumble? Isn't that a cool logo? Yeah, the voice of the Carolinas. Because we will truly be the voice of the Carolinas. If you cannot remember, just go to our website. And you'll think, because we're Word, and you'll find the new station right there. And you can just tune right in and you'll get a better signal than you had before. And you could still stream us online. If you want to do that through the website, the Odyssey app's always a good bet. And last ditch, I'll still be on the Rumble channel, unless the FBI has shut it down by then. So, or the CIA, or whoever. I don't know. I would have shut me down already. But hey, they have it. So we're still here. So that's how you can find us on the 28th. And if you can't remember that because you got a million other things going on, it's no big deal. You hear the music, go to the website, and you can find us. And then you'll remember, okay, 98.9, no big deal. And that's where we'll be. And here's what I need you to do. I know everybody probably knows somebody who is up in those 28 counties, you know, in Hendersonville, Asheville, all the counties right over the border, you know, all of that. Tell them, hey, you got to listen to this talk station. Because they basically don't have, well, they don't have talk radio up there, or it's got a very small signal. So, and the talk radio is not really good. And we don't want to say that, but it's not what we put out. So you need to tell your friends and family, oh my gosh, y'all are going to have great talk radio. It's going to be so awesome. And then they'll tune in and listen. Because we don't really have a budget for that. But we do have you guys. And you guys are better than a budget. You've grown the Battleground podcast to over 100,000 downloads consistently. So I know you can do this too and spread the word. By the way, download the Battleground podcast as well. You can always get it by texting keyword Battleground to the text line, which is always 71307. And should you panic, you can always text the text line and go, hey, where are y'all? I'm hearing music. And you'll get a response. We'll let you know. It's this right here, 98.9 WORD. Not now, on the 28th, 5 days from now. I can't wait.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.